Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Visit BuddySmokingProducts.com for your special offer.
Hey, everybody. We're back in the basement at a special time. It's 2:15 here on the West Coast. It's 4:15 and very close to 4:20 in the central time zone, so Texas and a bunch of other places. And we got Greg Proops is back, but first timer Michael Ian Black is in the house. I gotta not say in the house. It feels okay. That's better. He's in the his house.
You're shooting Arsenio in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so comfortable with it, even though I'm so very white.
I've been dreading this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into your backstory really quickly, because it might have been, how many years ago at Bumbershoot that you said to me, Doug Benson,
get me high.
I don't know how, right. I can never get high, it doesn't work for me.
Right.
And we went out onto a nice patio.
Gorgeous.
We had a pipe or something, uh-huh. And we loaded it up, and he took a bunch of hits, I watched him do it. Mm-hmm. And then
a great group of kids all around us, mm-hmm. mostly 7 to 10 years old. And
sure.
They were cheering us on.
Wait a second.
They're so fun to get high with.
Is there a statute of limitations on smoking weed with 7-year-olds?
Well, they might be a lot older now. They might be 12 or 13.
Sure. And probably cool.
Yeah.
No, they weren't smoking. They were eating the edibles, the gummies.
Oh, okay. And
makes it better.
Yeah. At the end of this session, where I felt perfectly high, you said this just did not work. And have you never tried again since?
No, I have a few times.
It's always?
No, I feel like I've done it a couple times where it's been just too much, and then the other times it's just nothing. I haven't found the middle ground where it's
enjoyable.
Well,
welcome back to too much.
Right.
Because that's what you're going to be experiencing today. And people will love it. People will be very...
I was asking Greg exactly how to use the paraphernalia outside, because I didn't want to look like an idiot, but then I just realized in talking about asking Greg, people will now know that I...
Yeah, it's a calm, supportive atmosphere.
It's very... don't read what people are saying underneath. we try to be very supportive, and also we've already explained that you're not really a regular smoker.
Right.
So if you don't know how to operate anything, that just goes with the territory.
Right.
And we'll all laugh at you. But I think you're going to be fine.
It's I already feel
almost,
great.
Okay, good.
Well, at least you've got that, you've broken through that barrier. The first time you get smoke it, you usually don't get high. It takes a couple times to...
Well, but that wasn't the first time with Doug. I think I said to you, Doug, every time I do it, nothing happens.
Yeah,
and
so
then,
let's make it happen.
And then it didn't happen.
I couldn't even make it happen.
Wow.
And it was
and you're like
Seattle
a wizard.
Weed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And it was weird, because he was like, I think if you just suck my dick for a while, you will get high.
Yeah, it seems like that
it
always works when I'm with the ladies, because they always...
Wow.
They're always passed out from my indica dick. So that's what we're gonna like. We'll just try to stick with sativas for you today.
I don't even know
do
what
you
that
have,
is.
You're in.
I don't know. Wait, but tell me
you're
what
in
that
Los
is.
Angeles for some important stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where are you going from here? Some sort of
I got a thing
meeting.
With,
or
I got
show?
Yeah. I got a thing with Spielberg right after this.
Yeah. So you're gonna get completely fucked up for your Spielberg meeting. You know, because I really wish you well in your pitch for War Horse 2.
This time it's horsier. Horsing around.
All right. Well, we'll try to be gentle. But
what was the word that you just said? It wasn't
sativa.
What does that mean?
That's there's basically two different types, two main strains of marijuana: sativa or indica. And sativa is more by most people's account, it's more of a thoughtful, up-thinking man's high. And indica...
Is that what you prefer?
No.
Indica is just... Indica. Hits you harder. And you probably are enjoying dabs, I would imagine.
I don't dab so much, but I'll mix a little bubble hash in with the indica and see where that goes.
Yeah, right.
And I do like the pre-rolled ones that have a lot of hash in them. I find those get me right where I need to be.
Oh, and speaking of rolling, people are always begging for the guests to roll one. None of my guests, you and I can't do it, but would you like to roll one up?
I'd be chuffed beyond measure, Doug. Thank you for asking.
And this is a sativa, though, so we'll make sure you also get to smoke some of the indica we have today. The indica is called blue cheese.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, and it's...
And do you have a special place that you go to get this stuff, or do you just wherever?
We have various dispensaries that mm-hmm. help us out. I have one that I go to regularly.
That's what I just meant. Are you like. Regular? Are you like the norm of a Cheers dispenser?
No, because people don't really hang out inside.
Uh-huh. No,
at least in the LA ones, they don't.
No, like, they buy.
Like
they
in
buy.
San Francisco, they have like you know they have volcanoes and vaporizers set up in some of them, and a little lounge you can hang out in. But for some reason, LA is more getting down to business.
Yeah, that was fast.
That was super fast. Did we get a clock on that? Why isn't my phone going off? It's way past 4:19. Yeah. Oh, that's why, because I'm waiting for 4:19. This could be the longest episode ever. Because I didn't set. Okay, so it's 20 after. So let's go ahead and
get it
hit these things with our friends in the central time zone.
I noticed some comments last time, Doug, that when I was on the show, people didn't think I was hitting it. Because I was able to converse.
Right.
So people were like, Greg, you didn't take a big hit. And I said to my wife, I'm going to prove that I'm taking a big hit. And she's like, how are you going to prove? And this is how.
Right?
That's your French inhale. I don't know why everything that's not American is French, but it is.
Right?
It's not a Dutch inhale. It should be. It should be a total the Amsterdam.
It's a Swedish surprise.
Mm. Although this was described to me once. When you hand one off, did you do all right here? Try this.
I took one. Like that's how many do I take?
Well, as many as you can.
As many as you can for the next 40 minutes.
Just put one finger out.
Yeah. Right?
And then that's called the DC pass.
Right. Yeah.
Why?
A guy told me that in college. He was from DC. When you put your one out and you take that off, that's the DC pass. Strong, ain't it?
Fuck.
This is the next 45 minutes, Michael. So are these all different?
I'm supposed to be sweating.
But what's that one, Dougie?
This is Hong Kong Fooney. And there's some indica in there if you want to finish her off.
Oh, sure.
Apologies for not giving you the green hit.
It's okay. I'll take the bad ash hit. Is there a thingy in there? Yeah, there is, uh-huh. Of course. My goodness, this one's elaborate. This is like milking an alien bovine.
And you have to take it easy on that one because that's where the rubber thing on the end of the lighter really comes in handy.
Because you'll
take a hit that'll last forever if you just let it go naturally without releasing the carb and stuff. Look at you go.
Meager.
Yeah, there wasn't much left in there. We could load it up again for you.
Does this one have to live on?
Or one of these other ones?
It can't sit, right?
That's what we've been saying. Is it needs some sort of needs to come with a stand, and maybe it
totally
did.
Does.
It might have.
Do these have names? I mean, did you name them?
This one comes with a name, but most of them I name. This one also came with a name. This is the Big Lebowski pipe.
Right? Ah. For the dudes.
Shaped like a bowling pin. You want to try that?
Oh,
which is hilarious because in the Big Lebowski, he never used a pipe, as I recall. Wasn't it always little roaches and shit like that?
Yeah, he was always just scraping by with the.
This one needed to be clean.
Meagerest. Oh, that thing's been a mess for a long time.
Wow.
I just brought it in because it's.
It just got Audrey Lander's backwash here.
Most of these pipes have just got used. We started using them on this show.
Yeah, I mean.
Here.
But this one was a home pipe button. For a long time, so
Hold
it's
the
disgusting.
Thing at the top there, right at the bottom. Yeah.
And then when do I release the button?
Just after you've inhaled a little
okay,
bit.
Okay,
after you've this sucked in a little bit.
A little bit there. We'll just touch that. Now let the button go. It worked.
Fuck. That's like the first hit scene in every movie where somebody takes their first hit. Where, like in Animal House, he blew out all the candles.
Yeah. This was nice.
So nice.
See, now, Michael,
I like it.
When you do this afterward, you need to have like a movie queued up or a book that you really like that you can read easily. You know, like the Cat in the Hat, or One Fish, Two Fish, or something.
Something with really big words.
Yeah, so you don't get too challenged.
The Harry Potter words on the page are a little bigger than normal, aren't they?
Harry Potter's good because the type is gigantic.
And those names of all the characters will make
you don't want to pick up some arcane, you know, 17th century tome that's written in little letters because you'll never get through it.
Well, that's all I brought with me was arcane 17th century tomes.
I know how you roll.
My illuminated Franciscan manuscripts are going to go to waste now.
No, those are even better because if you don't wear the gloves, you can run your hand over the illuminations and it gives you a different... Oh my goodness, look at that.
Mm-hmm. The sativa, by the way, today is Fire OG, so that may
make Fire you OG?
Fire OG.
Oh, the letters OG? Mm-hmm. Got it.
But just the word fire, that would be... I'm glad I didn't tell you that until after you took a few hits.
Was that the fire?
What's that?
Blue cheese.
Really?
Blue cheese is sativa.
It says indica blue cheese on my card.
Wow.
How'd I quit?
A show about pot where there's technical mess ups? Who'd have thunk it?
Can you believe it?
This is going as smoothly as Up in Smoke 2.
Never finished.
Never finished.
They were trying to shoot it in Vietnam and they had to get out of there. What do you think about...
Yes, Doug?
What's your favorite... Like, Greg gets high all the time, so...
Occasionally.
You mentioned books.
When the sun's up and whatnot. Mornings are harsh. You get up, there's birds everywhere. Fuck it, right?
You mentioned books.
Yes.
And what else do you... And movies?
Oh, movies and books, yeah.
Do you like to be high in a movie at the cinema?
I do. I don't mind that at all. I like it at home, though, because then you can have all your stuff around you and whatnot. Like watch a TCM, you know, maybe watch some old movies. Or like we were talking about Willy Wonka last time, but there's so many groovy pictures. If you've never seen Pulp Fiction or Jackie Brown or those kind of movies, those are amazingly fun on weed. And you actually kind of feel more like you're one of the characters in the movie, I think, because they're
right.
Often very high.
They are.
Yeah.
You're like Eric Stoltz.
Yeah. You're like Bridget Fonda. Mm-hmm. Who gets high constantly through Jackie.
And never worked again. Like, she just disappeared.
She's quite good in that one.
I liked her. Yeah. I liked her too.
But I do that, or listen to music, or if it's late at night and it's after the gig, YouTube, and just watch old videos of like Ohio Players or whatever funk bands from the 70s, stuff like that.
Do you click it so it goes full screen, or you just watch the little screen?
No, I go full screen. I'll watch the whole thing. Smart. I'll watch Brothers Johnson Strawberry Letter 23.
I didn't discover that you could do that for a long time. What about... tonight at CineFamily, is it
yes,
tonight?
Yes, that's right.
Here in Los Angeles, there's plenty of time, Los Angelinos or Riversideans, to come out. Tickets are still available?
I think there's a couple left.
Yeah.
What is the event?
I'm over at the CineFamily. Doug does the Doug Benson movie Interruption over there. Mm-hmm. And every month I do the Greg Proops Film Club over there, and we show different pictures. Last month we showed I Married a Witch, with Veronica Lake and Frederick March, a very funny 40s Halloween comedy, because it was Halloween. And then this month is the blaxploitation classic, Coffee, with Pam Grier and Sid Haig, directed by James Hill, 1973. And I was looking up all the movies from 73, and it's Serpico, and there's a lot of really...
Shit was gritty.
Yeah. Shit was
a lot
really
of gritty
yeah,
movies
yeah.
right then.
And then, and it's a revenge movie, and it's a very hilariously, Coffee is a wildly anti-drug movie. Her sister's dosed by the gang, and everyone dies of heroin and this and that, and so she is. They shoot her up to punish her and this and that, and so she kills everybody one by one with a dazzling variety of firearms.
That may be the ending of this episode of Getting Doug with
I'm hoping that you realize that we've been doing you wrong and that we've changed the course of your life today, and that it's not right for you.
Now, do you comment during the film, or you're just screening?
I don't. Doug does the commenting during his
Doug
films.
Won't shut up during his films.
No, that's why it's called the interruption. But mine, I talk before for about, half an hour, 20 minutes, and then we show the picture, and then afterward we kind of kick it around for a few minutes, and that's the whole enchilada.
It's brilliant. He takes questions about a movie he had nothing to do with.
Sometimes I wrote and produced this movie. It's from 1946. It's called The Big Sleep. And yeah, so Doug's been a couple times, Annie Hall, and I believe last Christmas we showed What's Up Doc, which is a very funny Barbara Streisand comedy. I know a lot of you out there
sounds impossible.
It's like a humorous Whoopi Goldberg novel. But it's a very funny Barbara Streisand comedy. And the thing about
I'd read a book written by her.
I would too. I love Whoopi. But the What's Up Doc, as you pointed out to me on the night, it's hilariously funny. It's done in the screwball style, like a 30s movie, so it's pacey as fuck. But there's not one swear word in that movie, and it's still hilarious.
What about cunt? Do they say cunt?
No, not one. So even...
That was the working title, What's Up Cunt.
What's Up Cunt.
But they decided to go with a more reputable thing, like a doctor.
But I thought it played like the Dickens with the crowd, and that's what was so gratifying. Is like you show a movie that's 40-something years old that has Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neill in it, and the crowd was literally crying tears of laughter through the whole thing.
And he's a doctor of rocks. Like, he studies rocks.
Oh, he's a geologist.
Yes.
A musical geologist.
But that's why she says, what's up, Doc, to him, because she's such a crazy character. Yeah, and she's eating a carrot at the time.
Yeah, that's very funny.
She also orders room service in the hallway, which is something I've always tried to do in hotels. It's such a great scam.
It's such a great scam.
Isn't it?
But, now it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't. She calls downstairs.
They know which room you're calling from. And
She's hungry, and she calls downstairs and goes, I need this. She orders a big meal. Set it up to $3.49, but leave it in the hallway. I'm in the shower or something. Right. And so up comes
I just put the little one to sleep.
Yeah, I just put the little ones to sleep. That's what it is.
That's what I use when people are being noisy on the hallway. I stick my head out and go, the baby.
Yeah. Right, because they can't say anything to that. I'm like, fuck you and your baby.
Yeah.
I don't care if babies make up. All right. I'm that kind of person.
Yeah, but if they're drunk, they'll keep yelling. They don't care.
So that's what we're showing this week, and thank you for asking. And it should be good fun.
Yeah.
We only have two criteria.
Coffee, come on down for a cup, you guys.
Yeah. A cup of ultraviolence.
Cinefamily.org.
She's the first black superhero, I think, really, especially black woman superhero that's an avenging angel.
And the last.
Yeah, because she did it again in Jackie Brown, and now no one else will do it.
No, but I mean, Pam Grier is the first and last.
Well, there was Tamara Dobson, and there was loads of other blaxploitation pictures.
Sure, Greg.
That's
why it's not the Michael Ian Black Film Club. His is
there was Foxy Cleopatra, played by Beyonce Knowles.
In the movie Gold Member Part 3 or whatever that one was.
Yeah, yeah, Austin Powers and a Gold Member. That character didn't really fly.
No, that one.
He liked eating his own toenails.
Yeah, that one didn't quite.
That
get
was
off the
his
ground.
Thing.
That's not one I'd watch.
The one guy is like $1 million, and he ate his own toenails.
Yeah,
or kept them in a. No, he kept. No, it wasn't his toenails. He'd peel off his own skin and save it.
That was where the joke fell apart for me. Well, right after the credits, and I realized what I was watching. Then I kind of went, oh.
So, how you feeling, Michael?
You know.
Oh, there's the ashtray.
I can't say I feel distinctly different.
Really?
Yeah.
So it made you cough a
lot.
Not
with that
attitude. I coughed the shit out of it.
Yeah, but then you didn't feel like any kind of instant change or gradual change?
No, not so much. Not so much.
Really?
Well, how do you feel? No, I feel like I'm going to...
That's it's what
gonna
the
go,
show is.
It's going to go from zero to dead, and I don't want to be dead.
You're not going to
right?
die.
Right? That would be interesting if you're like, I can't feel it, and then it just... leapfrogs right to it kills you.
There's a paramedic on duty here. I saw someone wearing a very.
You're the first guy ever that California weed doesn't get high and then it murders you.
When I was in Amsterdam, the very first time I did it, my wife and I ate pot brownies.
My wife.
Alive? Is that what you said?
Mm-mm.
Oh, a lie.
Mm-mm.
What did you say?
My wife.
Oh, my wife. I thought you were saying a lie because Michael Ian Black, obviously gay. No.
Mm-mm.
We went to Amsterdam, ate pot brownies. I waited like 45 minutes. Nothing happened. Yeah. So I said, go buy us a joint. She did. We smoked that.
Cut to.
I'm hearing somebody screaming.
Right.
And she's screaming, he's dead, he's dead, he's dead. And I don't know where the voice is coming from. And I realize I'm unconscious.
Wow.
And she's the one screaming. And she's going to the guy, is he gonna die, is he gonna die, is he gonna die? And the guy said, nobody ever died from pot.
Yeah. And that's true though. So you and your wife are really out of control.
You're really trying to die from pot.
I mean, I didn't know.
By showing up here today, that's really amazing that pot almost killed you once and you're still willing to try this again.
Because,
I feel an onerous responsibility.
Unlike so many of my arch-conservative Republican brethren, I have an open mind about things.
Right.
Does anyone mind taking my pulse?
There was a lot of a lot of different kinds of words in that sentence. That's what I love about you, man. You're like, so that's sort of proof it's not working right there.
Right?
So you said something I took that my seemed extremely smart.
I took my stevia and...
I think you are high. I think with you it manifests itself in the just even more paranoia.
But I don't know if you feel paranoid. I don't even... Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, all people right. aren't laughing at me, are they?
Well, clearly not.
So the group, the state, what do you put it? What do you put them at? Like maybe 40, 60?
In terms of
in
what?
In terms of weed?
Oh.
Kevin Allison must smoke a ton, right?
Maybe. Yeah, there were 11 people in the state. I would say right now there's probably at most 3 regular smokers.
All right, well, we'll get their names from you after the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
why wait?
We'll call them. You could say them right now?
No.
Because, you know, we need people.
Right.
You know, it's...
Is it hard to book this show?
It is, strangely. I mean, for one thing, people that are working, it's hard to have them come in the afternoon like this. So that's one stumbling block. But then the really big stumbling block is that people just don't want to get high on camera.
Right.
For various reasons.
Right.
But well, comedians especially, a lot of them, they won't get high before they go on stage either because they don't want to, that comedians, the last thing you want is to not feel in control.
I drink very little. I've had a drink or two before a show a couple times and I hated it. I didn't even feel particularly drunk, but just that tiny bit of your brain not quite working at full peak.
Yeah, yeah. I like a cocktail. I like a cocktail or two before going on stage. Not I don't want to be drunk, but I like to get the ball rolling,
mm-hmm.
And then you know drink while I'm on stage, and then smoke before and after.
Now I've heard Doug Stanhope always goes on stage straight. Is that wrong?
That makes sense.
It might be true.
Yeah, and it maybe goes up with his first drink and starts drinking because he drinks on stage.
It doesn't. You know, it works both ways. I mean. I'll have a drink or get high before the show, or I won't, and
they're both equally shitty.
Well, yeah, exactly. The audience weighs in on both.
Yeah.
Boring, Greg, you should have got high. And then, still. Greg, you're high, you shouldn't have got so high.
Right, whenever you fail, it's always, they should have been the other. Like, whenever I don't like a movie, I get all these tweets from people, you weren't high enough.
Right.
You know? And if I love something they don't like, they're like, yo, you were too high. You know, you just liked it because you're high.
Yeah. A movie should work when you're not high.
Yeah.
You have to get too high to see a movie, and it's not a good movie.
And I hope everybody watching is high enough to enjoy this break. Hey, everybody.
Jesus Christ is a target.
You know, I'm high now.
Steve, Jonah, how you guys doing down there? You look like you're posing for Mount Rushmore.
My point being, let's make a pyramid.
I thought if we're gonna do it live in front of an audience, why not go for full-blown train wreck?
Where do we do weed bits into this?
Dorf on marijuana.
You know, dabs make them sound a lot more harmless than they are. Just a dab.
On the fucking flaming balls of Kathy Lee Gifford.
Did you say 31? Harris, that's insane. We'll be right back.
And so the camera's there. I say it.
They started WWW. Don't mean to trouble you.
Oh! The end. The end of whatever that idea was gonna be. Let's end it now.
I was going to tell him something during the break that all the viewers already know. Jack Black had a hard time, strangely.
Is he not a regular user?
He had quit for a while. You know, had kids and whatnot.
How did that manifest itself when he had a hard time?
Oh, you know, first thing he did was close his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was just kind of like this for a while. That was like pretty soon after the first hit.
Oh my goodness.
Then there was a lot of chair spinning. The topic changed frequently. He yelled out the safe word.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Which was?
Cannonball? Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Cantaloupe. I love it.
Cannonball is my safe word because it means I'm about to jump into the pool.
Okay.
So stop me. Yeah, he had a rough time, but it was all in good fun. He felt bad about it. I told him not to, because it's pot isn't for everybody, you know?
I keep thinking it's going to be for me. I keep hoping.
Well, I'm glad you gave it another try with us, and I think the viewers want you to smoke some more.
Ugh.
I'm gonna put this on the table henceforth and from now on because I'm not really a pot, pipe necklace kind of guy, but Tommy Chong gave me this.
Wow. Well, there's every reason to wear it.
So there it is. Well, I just did for a little while, and I've got my Smoked with Ngaio shirt on.
Nice.
Yeah. But incidentally, rest in peace, Tommy Chong.
Rest in peace, Tommy Chong. Yeah. Really? Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
I've been worried that he's just gonna drop over. Off. Oh, did
he's
he?
In great shape.
Both
he really got
guys.
The boot though for sure? I don't think he's booted yet. I think
like
he's
six,
still on.
Yeah, I feel like 6 months ago he did.
No,
he's still on.
He's still on. He's still at it. Daniel's gonna look it up. Daniel has ties with ABC television. So he's gonna get the information.
That's very cool that Tommy Chong gave you that.
Immediately. I love it. Over 2,000 people watching us as we speak.
Was that good?
The live feed. It is for never being on at this time. They all figured it out somehow. Mm-hmm. So that worked out pretty good. And then I'm sure we'll have a lot more by the end because they're all telling their friends, you should see this guy, Michael Ian Black.
Not fucked up.
He is just tearing it up.
I do
Tommy Chong is still on.
Oh, he is?
Breaking news.
He is.
I do feel a little off. I will give you that.
Okay, so it's more like, and probably in a not pleasant way?
It's not bad, but.
Oh, okay, that's good.
No.
You're not gonna smoke anymore?
Just give me a minute.
Wow. The show's only 45 minutes long.
Yeah, but I love
it. It already feels longer than that,
though. How aggressive you're being, Greg, because I can be.
I think yelling no.
I can be the good cop.
Voice really puts everyone at their ease, Michael.
Cantaloupe!
Exactly. This isn't a drug den where you're being held by gangsters. This
no more cantaloupe.
Yeah. Blueberry! Yeah.
Oh, he's in the semifinals.
Because
he's murdering it. He can dance, kind of, but it's the stoners voting for him that's making it happen.
Why not?
Because the judges give him pretty shitty numbers.
Oh, I see.
Isn't it about time we took back the night, everybody? I'm a little tired of these, robots winning everything. It's about time to put a 70-year-old stoner back.
Wait, Carlton from French Prince is a robot? Because he's going to win this thing, and he's good.
He can dance, though.
Yeah, he can. That's cheating,
just
right?
As good
it's
as
cheating
wants.
When they walk in the door as a dancer?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did the Carlton, for one, and two, I think he's in a Michael Jackson video as well.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
You know you're Dancing with the Stars, Greg.
I don't. I never watched it in my life, but I do know that Tommy Chong's on because I have a Tommy Chong news feed in my Google glasses.
He goes like this all the time when they introduce him and stuff.
Oh, he does?
He's got his pot gesture that he does. Yeah. Get that in there. That's probably why he passed in those.
Sammy Sosa.
Yeah,
he's got signals.
This person wants to know from Twitter, Tawny Twitain wants to know, Michael, what's the weirdest place you've ever made banana noises?
Well, banana noises is a thing I do on, whenever I'm in a quiet situation and it feels awkward to me or like I want to be a dick, I make a banana noise, which is just, but just sort of loud enough. There's still not loud enough that it can be heard.
It's not the noise a banana makes. It's the noise someone makes while having a banana.
Yeah, because clearly bananas don't speak.
They're very quiet.
It's the sound you make when you eat a banana. And I just do it loudly enough so that people can clearly hear I'm doing it, but it's not obvious that I know that I'm doing it. That's the balance you have to find with the banana noises.
And then where's the oddest place you've done it then?
Yeah, where?
I think right here and now.
Really?
I mean, given the circumstances, yeah.
It's pretty odd. And we got a bug in here now, too.
Who invited them?
let's do some pot topics, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our good friends in the New York Police Department have finally ended their
Officer O'Malley, Officer Delaney.
Krupke.
Now, Krupke's the worst.
Beginning.
He threatened to run me in the other day.
Starsky sucks too, but Hutch is pretty cool.
Oh no, Hutch is great.
Hutch is all right.
Popeye Doyle.
Beginning November 19th, which was soon, right? A week?
Yeah.
New York City, the new policy will be that you get a ticket instead of jail time for people found with 25 grams or less. You can have this much on you, like even probably just pinned on, walking around New York, and all you're gonna get the first time you get caught is a $100 ticket.
Sweet.
Yeah. Second time, $250.
Really?
And also they give you a big dunce cap, because how could that happen twice?
Third time.
You have to spend the weekend at Staten Island.
Yeah, I mean, isn't basically the one of the only things every heavy pot smoker owns is a scale? Like, wouldn't that be easy to figure out and then adjust from there? Or when you buy it, I guess, you always buy it in
I go to a goldsmith down the block from my house and they weigh it out for me using ingots. I find I get a more accurate count that way.
I love it. And this is also oregano, because that's what they said they had on the...
You asshole. When I bought that from you, you said it was dead.
But thanks for loaning it to me for the presentation.
How round.
Yeah. So did I cover it right? First ticket's 100, and you know you also have to go in and appear before a judge. So it's
how much would that cost?
You don't
want to
get caught. What?
How much would that cost me in New York? 25 ounces of pot.
Good pot.
Yeah, let's say
600, 700.
Wow, that's
500 at least.
Yeah, it'd be pretty expensive.
I've never get bought.
That's why I don't think anyone's walking around New York with that much on them. They're not selling it.
In LA,
it's
a lot cheaper.
It's also grams, not ounces.
It depends on where you go.
Great. I guess the delivery services could just make shorter trips.
But and, wait, in LA, how much is this?
You know, not have that much on them. I don't know. I never buy that much. Like, I can tell you how much 200. This would
200?
Be.
200?
Yeah. This is probably about 50, wow. 60 bucks right here.
And one last question.
Yeah, I doubt it.
If I'm a regular pot smoker, how long is this lasting me?
That's oregano, so forever, really. we'll never get to it.
Just say no. I couldn't tell you. I don't keep good stats on that sort of thing.
Probably like 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks, he says.
So that's not an expensive habit too much. If you're a celebrity, it's not that much.
Oh, yeah. No. If you're a celebrity, your marijuana is pretty easy to come by. Oh, that's all drink to
I
that.
I fought for mine. I took a balloon over the wall with my family. It was deep. And then when we got there was no purple Kush OG.
Is that really a name?
I made it up. I just combined the different, it's like blueberry unicorn licorice, redundant, everlasting, moonbeam, you know, berry winkle fine, Shasta Farms, dank.
If we just sit here and watch, how long will this go on for?
Forever, really. They always have fanciful, hilarious names. Ow. And then they've added Diesel and a few other, like, kind of not very pot terms to me. That
right.
Seem like
yeah, Diesel white. And, yeah, the wording, I wish we could just start from scratch and, like, have gentler words, but.
When I was in high school, it was Red and Gold.
Oh.
And then we branched out from there.
Wow.
Then there was Maui Wowie and whatnot.
And then the Vietnam War happened, and then.
I found my
son. Alaskan Thunderfuck. Scott Wasilik. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, 24, was arrested on possession of marijuana charges when police searched his home after arriving there because his roommate had stabbed him in the chest. So this guy, they're coming to help save this guy who's been stabbed in the chest and then find his stash and arrested him for
what
it.
What state was this?
Not on the card.
Wow, that's serious.
I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know where this happened?
Do you guys aware California? Of what news is? Don't bury the lead.
No,
Salt Lake City, Utah.
With the pot topics, we get something to talk about when we wonder what the hell it all means. But the dude has Crohn's disease and a medical marijuana card. And after a year, the judge threw out the marijuana evidence, meaning it cannot be used against him in his trial. So he's still going to have a trial?
For being stabbed.
For being stabbed. Well... we'll have to keep up on that one. Yeah, tell us what's going on with that. This one confused me too, a little bit. What's the Cannabis Grand Cru, CRU? What does the word crew even mean?
San Jacinto?
Crew is Steve Carell's character in...
No, but the guy, San Jacinto, which I guess is in California.
Despicable Me? It's in California?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Temecula.
But what's a crew?
Back up and tell me that.
Cannabis Grand Crew.
It's a convention, but what's your...
It's a convention. I don't know why it's called crew, though. Anyway, it's an event that they're going to have at the Sky Hotel in Aspen, which that sounds delightful. A weed event in Aspen.
Oh, are they going to do a crew there?
It's like, yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a grand crew over there.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, an accrewman.
There you go. And the event was had an outdoor smoking area, but the city officials have ruled that part of it illegal.
Wow.
So.
Spoil sport city Aspen officials. You don't need very much, by the way, in Aspen.
Also, like, where's my refund? I'm not going to go to the event. Like, you go to an event in Colorado that's weed-based thinking you're going to, that's where you're really going to get to smoke.
It sounded like the problem was that they were smoking outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they could hotbox inside the building that they rent or whatever.
Maybe.
So now I'm back in. I'm going. What?
New Jersey was where you
said. Oh, this was New Jersey.
Oh.
Now it makes a little bit more sense because.
Right. When you say Aspen,
that he
you
got arrested
clarify.
For possession, that's probably not happening as much in people's homes in California, especially when they've just been stabbed. But could go in New Jersey. They're tough on crime there.
I grew up in New Jersey. I have nothing to add, but I just...
No, see, that's...
I'm doing great.
You're doing so great.
You're sure you're not high?
I already said I felt a little off, but I don't feel like...
Joy, you don't feel joy or elation.
I'm incapable of joy.
Okay. So pot's not...
That's already off the table. Right, so we should smoke some more, Greg.
All right.
And the FBI's annual uniform crime report... That's where the FBI gets together and they all wear their uniforms and write this report. Yeah. Was released Monday morning and shows that marijuana arrests are down 8% from last year.
Sweet. Do they know where we are?
There were 639,000 arrests.
That's amazing.
Last year, and I mean this year, and 749 last year.
693.
What'd I say?
639.
Listen, if you want the real pot news, just turn on Tom Brokaw.
When he comes
I
out
couldn't
of
think of any. Who's the current news people?
Brian
not Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, you got
Brian
your,
Williams.
You got your
of course.
Brian Williams, and then you get your other ones.
I get my news from
Peter Jennings.
Anson Williams.
Yeah. You got Walter Cronkite.
Like, Potsy, what's up? And he's like, sit on it.
Right, sit on it.
I get that reference.
Oh man, I'll take another hit out of this baby.
And, this one's the Mayan Destroyer.
Oh, that's a fun name, and now someone's gonna start a Twitter account called the Mayan Destroyer.
The antics of the Mayan Destroyer as it wends its way through Los Angeles. Last night I was in the hills. What a party. I had so many actresses' mouths on me. Day two. It's got that Quetzal, you know, feathery.
Speaking
design.
Of actresses' mouths.
Yes.
Have you seen that picture in Entertainment Weekly of Tina Fey and Lindsay Lohan next to each other?
I have not.
Both smiling.
No.
Yeah, one of them's aged a lot better than the other one.
You're saying Tina Fey's aged a lot better.
Yeah, because Lindsay's doing it a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really weird picture.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's a bummer.
Well, I'm on the tabs. And...
Sorry I brought it up.
I admit, it's I was flying today. I admit to spending more than a minute, maybe as many as 4 minutes, looking at the naked Kim Kardashian butt today.
Oh, yeah.
That butt is gigantic. She's mostly butt.
She's
90% butt, that lady.
She's butt-based, definitely.
She's butt all base about butt-based. No trouble. That's a crazy picture.
It scared me.
They showed it covered up on the View today.
Mm.
They put like a circle over the crack, so you could kind of see that it's her butt or whatever, but...
The circle actually... It makes it a little filthier because then you can
right.
Clearly
it looks like she's got
rectum.
A giant butthole. Wow, she's got a giant blue butthole. Take a little time to enjoy the view.
Holy cow!
We got to go to another break already, you guys. This is crazy.
Crazy.
Goes by so fast, right?
Yeah. What are you showing? Oh, there's the Kim Kardashian.
Oh, you brought it up for us. We were talking about how we all saw it.
Oh. Well,
thanks
maybe
though.
I'm, oh, they
well,
can
how, we're
going
to hold up your computer to the camera? Oh, my God.
Technology, right?
He's one of the only people in here that's not high.
He's high now.
Right, that's true. All right.
You should call this the contact crew, is what this is.
During the first break, I think you saw clips from the past episodes of Getting With High live at Largo, of one of which Greg did, and tickets are on sale for the next one, which is a week from Monday, November 24th at 9 o'clock. What's this next commercial for? Oh, our friends at Buddy Hitter. This little fella right here that comes in any color you want practically is called the Buddy Power Hitter. And it'll give you some big fat hits, y'all. Yep.
Dude, it's a shotgunner, bro. Shotgunner!
A weed bubby.
Whoa. Oh my god. Buddy!
This buddy rules, man!
Another great thing about the buddy is you knock it over and nothing happens.
All right, how about this?
Nothing breaks or spills.
Oh, no, I love my buddy!
Baloosh! Baloosh!
There goes the Enterprise. Thank you for staying with us. We've got Michael Ian Black having one of his first real stoned experiences. How you feeling?
I think the last hit I took.
That really did it?
May have awakened the other hits.
For once in your life, you're feeling high?
I think so.
Oh boy.
Well done, Michael. You'll find it's a relaxing feeling if you don't freak out.
I wish only great things for you. Because if great things happen to you, this wasn't a problem.
No, and then
you mean if things go badly now, then people can point to this and blame us. And
as the gateway does.
You would be owed 10% of every future high that I had.
Since you are officially high, and Greg and I both, of course, are high, it's time for Gabe to come out and do a magic trick. It's Gabe time.
Do we have to move?
No, he'll come right to you.
I see how it's
going.
Hey,
Gabe.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Michael. All right. Do me a favor and pick a card, any card.
All right, I'll take this card.
Okay, perfect. Show it to Greg and Jake over here.
10 of clubs.
Perfect. Now what I'm going to do is place it back in the center.
Troublesome is that fair? Subject.
What you don't see is that there's a string that comes up through the deck, so if I pull on the string like that, your card comes back to the top. Watch, I'll do it again.
All right.
Into the center, pull the string, back to the top.
Oh, that's very good.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Place your hand out like a table for me, a small table.
Did you show us in the beginning that it was a regular deck of cards?
I can, if you want.
Well,
I'll do that
right,
after.
I'm saying for the betterment of the trick, yeah. Right? You got to establish, I mean, because I'm thinking it's just a deck of eight of hearts.
No, the deck
show you at the end.
You show me at the end?
Well, that's
make
fair.
Make a table hand.
Make a table hand. Place your hand out.
Table hand.
The other way. All right, perfect. I'll take your card, place it inside this fan. Place those there,
uh-huh.
Push it in, pull the string.
All right.
Oh, wait, I think it's on.
I did the magic.
I'm going to do one more thing, Michael. All right, push that card in for me.
Yeah. That's very good.
Thank you.
Fantastic, Gabe.
Great work, Gabe.
That was a marathon magic session.
He still
session.
Didn't show us that it wasn't, I mean, we just saw the one, the five of spades, but we didn't see the others.
Yeah, it's probably, every card's
he's
the same.
Now showing,
he's
nope.
Showing it.
That is a regular deck of cards.
You know, magic in front of skeptics is one of the greatest events you'll see, and it's gonna be in the next Olympics. They're just gonna have a bunch of disbelievers sit, and a bunch of other people come up and go, this is actually illusion.
I don't remember what city it happened in, but a gentleman gave me this out on the road, and he attached to it, Doug, I want to pay you to endorse this product, call me, and his number, Alex, and it's the Buddy Power Hitter, and so this is the one that got the whole thing started, but we have another one ready to go here, and Gabe, since the magic was so awesome today, do you want to come out and... hit this, you can pinch hit for Michael.
Sure.
And do this thing. You know how it works, right?
I don't know how to start it, I don't know.
Yeah, you just light it and then you put it in the thing. And then, just make sure that you're... Make sure you're, there you go.
There's coaching from the sidelines here.
Yeah.
Gabe is a practiced illusionist. Like, whatever he's doing because he's two steps ahead of you. People are yelling out, do it this way. See, look, you made smoke come
out. Oh, look at that thing. That's crazy.
We had this in the 70s. They're called power hitter. What is it called now? Buddy?
Buddy.
Buddy batting BB?
Buddy power hitter.
Baby buddy.
I can't do it right, though.
What's the advantage of that over anything else?
It uses the pockets swiftly.
The goddamn advantages never end. For one thing, if you're out outside, the wind doesn't affect your joint at all. You can just fucking go to town on this as long as you want. And
you need some ketchup. You take one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cover the thing.
Yeah, you got it. There's a carby thing on there.
Did I ask for advice from anything else? I'm a fully self-contained unit of comedy up here. When I come out there and gaze stonedly at my fucking computer for 45 minutes while other people are working,
I like that you threw in the up here at the end. I'm blah 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 up here.
Down there.
In this floor area where we are, yeah.
No, not a chance. Not a chance.
Oh, well, we can just shoot it at you. That's the other thing that's great about it, is you can just force it on people. And just go right into their dumb mouths.
These are very wild, the power hitter. Baby buddies.
I like it.
Biggie buddies.
Why something like that retail
for? I'm down with it. I think it's about $19, but you can get one for free. You get two for one when you use the promo code GettingDone.
No, I'm not crazy. If you take just a plastic ketchup bottle, you put a hole in it, isn't it the same thing?
This is what I try to warn everybody would happen when people want to do these live on the air with the products. The comedians are always going to find every flaw that they can.
It's not a flaw.
And exploit it for the purposes of humor. What was the question? Somebody could go to all that trouble, and that's the great thing about stoners is a lot of them do, but others would just go, oh, I could just buy that and have it and do it.
Like, I would say
like they
different.
Do every week on Getting Dug with High.
It seems to me the advantage, Doug, is that it's shaped in such a way so that the cubic volume towards the end tapers out, allowing you to get more smoke in.
Nice one. That's
clearly
a terrific
one. I don't
want
to fuck up your sponsorship.
If you bigger, thicker hits, it says right there.
They should change that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are big-ass hits we're getting.
It comes out in a big hurry.
Yeah.
It also eases joints up real fast. It's not something you savor. It's a big
Let's see how the joint's doing.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe I'm wrong.
Not bad.
Oh, it's still sizable.
Not bad. Good job.
Bigger.
Power buddy hitter. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Really good show. Really fun. Got some plugs here for you. Really good advice is a new talk show pilot with MIB and a friend of this show, but not necessarily a pot smoker, Jen Kirkman, are co-hosting a show where you give really good advice.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to get advice and have some laughs, go to the taping this Monday night at Nerd Melt, which is in the back of Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard. And tickets are free, and you can get them at, I hope we can put this up on the screen, it's bit.ly.com/RGA tickets. And RGA stands for Really Good Advice. What time does that go down?
Two shows, 7 and 9.
There you go,
that
7 and 9.
I adore Jen.
And boy, the 9 o'clock show, if you have to stand in line for a little bit, if they're running a little late, you're in a comic book store. What is happening? You're in a comic book store while you're waiting in line,
That's
terrific. Did the viewers and listeners hear and see,
we're still getting see
that?
Still alive. We're still
but that was just to jump the gun on the ending? I don't like that part anyway. I say thank you, goodbye, and then a video of me that we made a year ago comes up going, thanks for watching!
Something you did the first week. Something you wouldn't do again.
Yeah, so everybody's probably sick of it. People try to stop it before it happens.
Why don't you tape a new one?
I was going to say this. It's too bad there's nothing you can do about that.
No, we can do a new one. Let's remember to do that.
The way to Greg go, though, Proops. Is to do it identically to the first time.
Right? I probably will. No, I just don't.
Thanks for watching!
I don't even know why it's there, really. Yeah. I mean, it's to remind everybody where they are right now. Thanks for watching right where you're watching it.
Yeah.
Come back and watch it right here.
Yeah.
But first, this is Today on NBC.
And Greg Proops' podcast, The Smartest Man in the World, is available on iTunes along with the Greg Proops Film Club. You ever thought about putting Greg Proops Film Club in the film and TV category instead of the comedy category?
Oh, should I?
You'd shoot to the top of that chart, I believe.
Really?
That's my guess.
Thank you for that advice, Jack.
You're welcome.
I'm going to do that.
GregProops.com. And his stand-up special, Live at Musso and Frank, which is also in Hollywood, old school place that you did a stand-up special in, is available at GregProops.com. My special, Doug Dynasty, is streaming on Netflix. And this Thursday, I'm going to be doing stand-up at the Improv in Tempe. And next week, I'll be at the Improv in Tampa. That's great routing.
Yeah.
And on New Year's Eve, I'll be at Cobb's in San Francisco. Greg will be at the Punchline in San Francisco.
We're all in San Francisco.
You play it right, you can see both of us the same night. And all of my deets and dates and links are at douglovesmovies.com. Greg just gave me
that's the Kittens McTavish is the mascot of our.
Is there somewhere we could put the sticker? That'd be kind of nice to add it to the set somewhere, like maybe over there.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks, you guys. See you hopefully soon. Yeah.
Visit BuddySmokingProducts.com for your special offer.